You are listening to the very first podcast episode of High Energy Listening. With me is...
Hi, I'm Meg Scanlon. Welcome. Hopefully we can help you listen without fear.
Yeah, I think so.
Listening to podcasts can be scary. I know we've all had moments where we felt like that.
I have.
Shouldn't be one of them. Mm-hmm. We want high energy listening. We want you dancing, tiptoeing, skipping, mm-hmm. power walking. Mm-hmm.
Did you did you watch the Golden Globes last night?
Most of it.
Yeah. Any shockers? Transparent won a lot.
Didn't see it.
You need to get on Amazon Prime and watch it ASAP. Because actually, the good thing about it, those episodes are only a half hour. So you can really just watch the entire series like way faster than most because it's so much shorter. You know, they're not hour episodes, they're only a half hour.
This is something I noticed. Birdman. I pronounce it Birdman because it's he's a superhero.
Yes, correct.
A lot of people say Birdman, almost like it's like a last name.
Isn't that like plural though, Birdman?
Oh, like M-E-N?
Yeah, Birdman.
Well, I don't know, but it's almost like they're saying it like it's a last name.
That's not right though.
I didn't say it was right. I just said I noticed it a lot.
Okay.
Didn't care for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a little unusual.
How about that ending?
Yeah, I don't know about that ending. It was a little left open, right? It was like, does he die? Does he go to heaven?
Kill himself?
Does he not kill himself? But then his daughter's smiling. It's a little tricky.
My favorite part of Birdman was when Eric and I saw it, and Eric brought gummy snacks and was like, do you want some? And I was like, yes, please. And then the person next to us was like, shh, like 5 seconds in.
Yeah, people are pretty intense.
We got
intense
shushed
there. Yeah.
At the SAG screening.
Yeah, like when they have those screenings, the people there are hardcore.
Then, that was right out of the gate. We have been shushed. Then your phone fell out of your pocket. I felt like that was just asking for trouble.
Yes. Yes.
It made a sound. We had to look for it. We needed the screen flashlight. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was bad. Also, you know what?
So my Golden Globe comments. My insightful Golden Globe.
Those are insightful, man. You did a good job.
I didn't see Transparent. People said Birdman. And a seamless transition to us.
Yeah.
At the SAG.
Actually, also, you know, the SAG Awards are coming up. January 23rd.
I haven't watched a lot of those.
Oh my God.
I know.
It's your duty as a SAG member.
I'm getting there.
Also, it's like, did you get that letter about it? How it's your duty to destroy the screeners?
Destroy by any means necessary.
Like, not just like, probably the more violent method you could destroy it, the better. Lighting it on fire. Yeah.
But do DVDs burn?
With enough lighter fluid. You'd be surprised.
This is apartment living. We can't. Where are we going to do this?
Yeah, that's right. People do live in apartments, but you could get like a metal trash can maybe.
Could you just step on it?
You could probably step on it.
Scissors?
Scissors would work.
That's all I got.
That's all you got.
It's the most creative way I can think to dispose of it.
I mean, I thought of a really creative way, but this would be really hard to do. Like, you know how Vikings send their dead off? They, put them in a boat, and they light the
Vikings
boat on
fire.
Is
that Vikings or, like, Eskimos?
No, Eskimos? It's Vikings! What?
I think it's also maybe
no, Eskimos don't do that. No
on
way.
A piece of ice. On, like, a tiny piece of a glacier.
Check it up. Eskimo. I'm going to Google Eskimo funeral.
What are we Googling? Sending old people off?
No, Eskimo funeral.
That's not really a funeral, is it? They're not, like, dying. They're just old.
Eskimo funeral. rituals.
It's like a cool band name.
It is, actually.
Or podcast name.
Eskimo Funeral.
The first thing that comes up, the straight dope, colon, did Eskimos put their elderly on ice floats to die? ?
Uh-oh. Let's see. Is it true? Let's see. Man, my internet is
Does
bad.
This really happen? But yes, in the past, some Eskimos did kill old people when circumstances were sufficiently desperate.
Oh my God, that's terrible. That's pretty bad. Yikes, I'm glad that I was not born an Eskimo.
But they're saying the last reported case was in 1939, not presently.
Okay. But they weren't lit on fire. That's the common thing. They were just put on ice, right?
Lit on fire? No, they put them on a piece of ice and were like, goodbye, and made it like a ceremony.
A ceremony, but...
And then they like left them adrift, but obviously they would die from like the elements, cold, starvation, being old.
Yeah.
It wasn't like they were sick.
No.
Oh, senilicide?
No, but what...
Senilicide? How do you pronounce that? That's a word.
Senilicide
the
is
kissing
in
of old... kissing.
Is
it's
what?
The kissing. The I kissing meant to say the killing people. Of old people. I said the kissing of old
people. The kissing
people.
Of old people. Senilicide. The kissing of old people.
It was never universally among Eskimos, but the Inuit, mostly. Well, you needed ice. Let's be honest. You needed ice if you were in the plains.
Sure.
Well, that wouldn't be Eskimos. That would be Native Americans.
That is true.
So never mind. But you
true.
Could,
but the
you
Viking
needed ice
was
and you needed water.
Fire. Like it, like
oh,
put
you
them
didn't
in a
say
boat.
That. You said just had a boat and sent them away.
No,
there
no,
was no
like
well, there
on
was
fire.
No fire.
No, because that's how you can destroy your screener.
Senilicide?
No.
Or senilicide. How would you pronounce
it? Senilicide, I think. Senilicide?
And then it was more popular during famines.
Yeah.
Because they weren't that productive.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
So other
wait, tell
movies.
Me more about the Vikings. So the Vikings, why if they're going to light them on fire, why do they need to be in a boat?
Because they were, I guess, a very nomadic culture, and like I guess they're like always traveling around. So I mean, I don't think there was like I mean I'm sure there were Viking villages
nomadic
but,
via
but,
boats.
But, yeah, they're nomadic via boats, and so they just like send them off into the ocean by lighting them on fire in the boat.
But ultimately destroying their boat. So where are they on shore watching this happen, building a new boat?
Well, that's. I wonder if it was
all right,
the
let's
main
Google
boat.
This.
Yeah, because probably if I was a betting man, I'd say it was not the primary boat, and not with all the supplies on it either. That
Vikings
would be bad. Like a, if it was the primary boat,
the old or just anyone
no,
they didn't care
died.
For.
People that died. They
dead,
were dead
body? They
yes.
were already
yes,
dead.
Because there was not a regular cemetery.
Oh, yeah. I thought they were sending people off to
no,
die.
No, they were not.
Oh, we've been talking about two different things. I've been talking about senile aside.
Well,
and you've been talking about Viking burials. No wonder you said Google Eskimo funerals.
Yeah. Well,
I'm like, funerals? It's like a sending off ceremony.
Yes.
Sending off dead. Norse funeral. Oh, yeah. Let's Wikipedia this.
They would light them on fire. It's true. It is truth.
The Norsemen. Please fill the dead air as I read this.
Oh, yeah, that's
a
right. I should be doing something, right? I know. It's like,
okay,
I'm on
a
here
ship
too.
Burial where the deceased was laid in a boat or a stone ship and given grave offerings in accordance with his earthly status.
Okay.
Oh, sometimes including sacrificial slaves. Afterwards, piles of stone and soil were usually laid on top of the remains in order to create a tumulus. Tumulus?
A tumulus?
Well,
they like removed their stomachs. They were tumulus.
Tumulus.
They were tumulus.
Ugh, I don't have time to read that. But right. This, it could be a container for, it's like a little container.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm picturing like a huge ship in either case.
Either case.
That bringing this back around, that's what you're going to do with your screener?
Yeah, to destroy them completely. That's a creative way. Maybe if you went to like Prospect Park and like had a little like...
It's just too cold. It's just too cold.
It is kind of cold to be outside. We're going to get like extreme vortex after this awful rain subsides. going to happen.
Eric.
Yes?
Let's talk about
other titles. Oh, that's right. Of this podcast.
I know you made a seamless transition.
Yeah.
that we were thinking of calling this before we came up with our current title of High Energy Listening.
Sure. There was...
Fondue for ears.
Fondue for ears. For your ears.
Fondue for your ears.
Fondue for your ears.
Fondue for my ears.
No, your ears.
What was the one with my? It's like fondue to my ears.
That was a really long title, yeah.
Because, and then let's be honest, what's better than some good old melted cheese? Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing is better
than... if fondue made a sound, that's what you'd want.
Exactly.
In your ears.
That's what you'd want in your ears.
Oh, this is the irreversible.
Oh, irreversible. Podcast. That's pretty good. Irreversible.
But E-A-R.
And I Googled that one. You think there would be a podcast called Irreversible Podcast?
But there's not. Why.
There's not.
Here's why. Saying irreversible and irreversible sound the exact same.
They do sound pretty.
So I'm
darn
sure people
similar.
were just typing in.
Okay.
IR.
They are kind of similar. I agree with that.
No, but they sound like they should be different, but they're not. Another one
was listening without fear. And that is sounds a little self-helpy. But
that's what we're here for.
That's what we're here for. What was some of the other ones? Do you have the list?
Well, some of these were your gems, and I would like to hear use another door exclamation mark.
Use another door. Actually, that was inspired. There was a laundromat that was near me at one time, and one of the doors were broken on it. And instead of like use the other door, it said use another door, but it was pointing at that door. It was like use another door exclamation point.
I feel like sometimes what you find funny is often just maybe people who don't speak English as their first language are just trying to find their way.
So you're trying to say I'm a bigot.
No,
I'm a bigot,
but I think maybe sometimes
I love ridiculing people that
it's
English
like
is not
grammar
so
mistakes.
True,
because they
true.
Just don't know.
Yes, that is true. But no,
husky
you're right.
Husky pants.
Yeah, husky pants. That was funny. Husky pants.
Vaguely.
You remember husky
erotic.
Pants?
No, I don't. What should I remember it from?
What? You don't know what that is? Husky
no.
pants is like for like kids that were a little like overweight. Like
Spanx?
Well, no, they just had to wear like a bigger cut of pants. It'd be like a husky cut. It's for like kids that are kind of chubby.
I've never heard of this.
Really?
Girls and boys?
No, I think it was boys only. That's probably
this
why.
Is like male little boy Spanx.
It's
wait,
not
what do you
Spanx,
mean a husky
though.
Cut?
No, they're just like meant for chubby kids. So it'd be like jeans that would be husky. Husky jeans. It'd be like
like
for...
a Levi's.
Yeah.
Instead of a 501, you get a husky cut.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Like how Gap used to have like...
Slim fit. Yeah,
boot
tapered
cut.
Boot cut.
But husky?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Yeah. There'd be husky.
And they called them husky or husky pants?
Husky pants.
You'd be like, hey, where'd you
and
get
you'd
those
be ridiculed.
Husky pants?
Kids would make fun of you.
How would they know?
I don't know. How would they
did
know?
Did it say
I don't know. Maybe they just make fun
wedgie.
Of you
because
kids were mean. Maybe they just make fun of you because
oh,
you were
oh, maybe they'd be like, are you
overweight.
Wearing husky pants?
Yeah.
You got some husky pants on?
They could have.
I don't remember this.
Yeah, I think
no
it was more of a guy thing.
No one I knew got made fun of for wearing husky pants.
Really?
Well, I mean, I never heard that term before, so no.
Yes.
No. Okay, so they weren't slimming you. They
no,
were just a cut
no,
pants.
No. Just so they fit more comfortably on your body. That was it.
One bad room apartment.
that was another inspired by a sign again.
Another ESL mistake.
No, but it wasn't a Chinese restroom. And yeah, it said one bad room apartment for rent exclamation
oh,
point.
For, like, and it was a bad room.
But instead of bedroom, obviously I meant
did
bedroom.
It have a bathroom?
I did not look at the apartment. But
one bedroom, one bathroom.
Yeah, but
yeah. Yeah, again, I think, well, might have been someone who didn't speak English as their first language.
That is true.
Real life games escape club.
That was inspired by some kind of real kind of virtual reality.
Like LARPing?
Maybe. It's so weird. It's in Chinatown. It's in Chinatown. It's like below where I take acting classes. Actually, that should be noted. Yeah, we are both actors. That is why we're talking about the SAG Awards. And I arrived at the first episode of this podcast in a full suit. That's full how much suit, I care about the listeners. Pocket square.
If this were a visual medium.
Yeah. I'm the only person that dresses up for a podcast.
And I'm the only person who gets to witness the suit. However, I'm wearing a fleece. Nice fleece.
Is that a Gap fleece?
It, I think Old Navy.
Old Navy, okay.
But close. Mm-hmm. Sister store of.
Okay, sure.
Eric, while we're on fashion, let's talk about jeggings, please.
Okay. I've never worn jeggings. Those are mainly a girl's clothing item, I suppose.
Some lady pants.
Yeah.
You Here's like my jeggings? Question.
Yeah.
These are not. I wish I was wearing them. like they're amazing. They're so comfortable. They're like they are leggings. Mm-hmm. They look like jeans.
Okay.
I feel like I'm like an 8-year-old again, walking around in the comfy
in your pajamas.
Leggings. In my pajamas, wearing them out in public.
Okay.
They're maybe the best thing that's happened to me. My question,
really?
Now, in a while.
Okay.
In a little while.
Okay.
Not ever. Not ever. But.
Okay.
But I am really enjoying the leggings. My question is,
mm-hmm.
if they weren't just a lady pant.
Yes.
Would you wear them? Would you wear them?
I probably would not.
There was no stigma.
Because I think
if we
that
could take the stigma out of jeggings.
Here's the reason. I think like they're cut like jeans and probably too tight, right? They're not like pajamas, like flowing pajamas.
No, they're like a skinny.
Yeah. Yeah. Like legging. And so
yes.
In that case, that would look really weird on guys.
Would it or would it accent the calves?
It would accent your calves, but yeah, any kind of like legging item of clothing, I don't know. I don't think that's stylish for me. It's not.
But
maybe
like,
for other guys.
Like,
I'm not going to rule it out for all
stigma,
men.
Let's
for
take
me,
out the stigma.
Okay.
What no if, one's going to judge you.
Okay.
You're slipping on a pair of amazingly comfortable jeggings. You feel like an 8-year-old girl. You're loving this. You're looking good. I don't know.
All right, maybe.
What's
I mean,
the problem,
I guess
that they're too tight.
I don't know. I mean, all right, maybe if you, I don't know. I guess I'd have to try them on. I'd have to try on some jeggings, but that will not happen now because I don't know. I don't think jeggings are for me. I don't think that's stylish for me. You know, it's not what I'm about. But no, the reason I was wearing a suit. It's not just for the podcast. In reality, yeah. I was going to audition for financial planning, like for retirement.
To and, open and, a retirement
it, well,
account
just, well,
for yourself.
not opening it, but just like they just wanted to ask like what you're doing. And of course,
for
like in all those.
Correct.
Yeah, for commercial.
Okay,
and
yeah,
all those commercials,
you
got to lie like crazy.
You were auditioning for like a financial.
Yeah, you got to be like, oh yeah, you know, I'm so worried about the future and I'm saving all this money because, you know, New York's not expensive
to live
in and stuff. So yeah, basically, I mean, I am saving some money, but you have to like play up that you're like, you know, worried about the future and
you're
for your retirement and like, well, I mean, it doesn't really pay to worry, right? It's like, you know, you can only go so far with that. But yeah, you just make stuff up
when you're
basically.
Acting worried
and they ask questions. Yes.
Do you bite your nails?
I
do a little
don't bite
light
my
twitching.
Nails, no. Because I also have to note that I do hand modeling.
Oh,
and that'd
please
be that'd be detrimental.
That's true.
To
do
hand.
You bite your nails in real life?
No.
Ever? Have you ever?
Never. No.
Nor I.
I
was never into that either.
No.
It's never into
before,
that either.
Before I even got into hand modeling, I never even bit my nails. I was just never into that.
Let it be known that I'm an aspiring hand model.
I think you have.
There
nice
any
hands.
Agents out there? You said they were too small. Said they were too small in a moment of honesty.
Did I? I don't remember that.
Oh, well, I asked you and
okay.
And you were like, and I was like, I can take it.
I can take it.
And you were like, they're
a little small. Uh-oh.
And then I told that to Sarah and she was like, maybe you could do child hand modeling and hold like toys.
You're right.
Or
actually,
like phones
yeah.
and make them
yeah.
look big or like
that
iPads.
That would be good. Child hand modeling.
Child
hand modeling.
Where
they don't have to see
modeling.
That child. And you'll definitely... have, you know, be able to take direction much better than a child.
A child would.
And so therefore, it's a win-win situation, yeah? going back to the SAG Awards, did you see Nightcrawler by any chance?
No.
That was very good. It was a good movie. Jake Gyllenhaal. That was one of those annoying ones you have to download, but not through iTunes. Like, there's a whole other group of them. Oh, I didn't do those.
I did the iTunes ones, but then they, like, came as a hard copy, and then I was like, oh.
Not all of them are hard copies. Most. And then there's another section where it's weird. Like, it's, like, through the studio website.
Yeah.
That's a whole other section.
I had trouble doing one of those last year. I was trying to do Gravity last year.
Oh, yeah.
Just because I wanted to see it also. Mm-hmm. I think I voted for it anyway. Because I was like, I believe it's probably amazing. I love space. I love space.
It's a way to have faith. It's just like, you know what? Space is pretty cool. Did you see Interstellar?
No.
That was good.
I haven't seen a lot of these.
That's all right. But yeah, Interstellar was a really long, good movie, about 3 hours probably.
Oh.
Yeah, close to 3 hours. It was good. And actually, that's funny. That was a screening too. I went with my friend, this guy, Derek. He was on the phone and not talking, but just like looking at his phone, and it throws off light, and people were like that crazy about the thing. They were like doing this, like, to not see the light,
to not get like the
glare.
it was ruining
their viewing experience. They were like, no,
I don't think it would. I mean, it's a small theater, but
yeah, that's really sensitive though, because like
was it sensitive or were they being like assholes?
They were probably being, yeah, maybe they were.
We got shushed for like like two words each. Yeah.
Or that mixing in that movie, too. Like, there was a real phone ringing, but I thought it was, like, somebody's phone in the theater.
I feel like everybody did, because people were, like, sighing and, like, ugh.
Yeah, it sounded like a real...
Yes, and I'm sure they thought it was us.
And then I said something, and it was like...
Maybe that's when you looked for your phone and it fell. Maybe that's when your phone fell. That's what prompted it.
Yeah. Yeah. I started watching The Judge, but I fell asleep during it.
Wild
was good.
I did see that one.
That was really good. Yeah, Wild was really good.
Spoiler alert. Can we talk about plot
points? Contains spoilers.
This contains
spoilers. So if you have not seen Wild, please do not continue listening.
Like, didn't see the whole, like, heroin addiction / like sex addiction coming.
Yeah, I didn't see that coming either.
Didn't see that coming.
I didn't read the book. It's based on the book.
No, well, like... I understand her mother died and that was rough, but she went from like having like a good marriage to like heroin and like sleeping with every guy she saw at her waitressing job.
Yeah,
and I just couldn't
intense.
Kind of put two and two together. Like maybe intense. If she was single.
Okay. That makes it all right. If
no,
you're single, you know what? Just do heroin.
Not the heroin.
You know?
Not the heroin.
Sleep with a bunch of guys.
Like, they didn't show her. No, the sex addiction. Would have maybe made a little more sense. I don't know, because it like ruined her marriage, and as did the heroin. But yeah, like they didn't show her like doing anything, like drinking pot. I mean, she didn't even go to a gateway drug. She just went
straight
to
heroin. Yeah, it's pretty intense.
And it just seemed like then she suddenly had an addictive personality.
Yeah.
She was like this. Like serious college student. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like they just jumped. Mm-hmm. Like her mother gets cancer.
That's right.
Her mother dies.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't see that coming either. But that it was still a good movie.
Also, didn't really. They show her like looking at the book, the trail book, the Pacific Coast Trail travel book. And then that's just how she decides. That's the way she will heal herself?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. That's right. Some people, maybe, I don't know. They just go on a whim like
that. That was just what she wanted.
Yeah, they just were inspired
like,
by
I was
it,
waiting
maybe.
For the moment for her mom to be like, you know what you should do? Walk the Pacific Coast Trail.
Oh, that would have been
Pacific
better,
Crest?
Right?
Coast?
Right.
Crest?
That, yeah, that might have been
But that wasn't
better,
a moment. That
like
didn't happen. And then she's like, I have to walk myself in beauty.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she decided.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
No, that's right. That would have made it for me a little bit of a better story because it's like, okay, the mother told her to do that. And so therefore...
Or like the mother always wanted to do
it.
I think the mother like didn't get to do what she wanted.
Yes. I got that impression too.
Because she in the car, she's like, I wasn't in the driver's seat of my own life or
that's
something
right.
very...
That's right. Yeah.
similar, very, but yeah.
Yep. Very true. What else did we get? Or did I see? I don't know. I have so many to watch. I don't think I'm gonna be able to vote in time. I gotta start right when I get home to start. Why you do the same. Once this is over, start immediately watching the movie so you can make an informed decision.
It's the writing
your
packet
duty
that's ruining it.
Oh, that's right.
That's been taking up a lot of my time too. And I'm not even done. That's so that's true. Probably what I'll be doing when I'm done.
So, in conclusion, this has been episode one of
Still episode one. Feel like it's been longer.
Of listening without... No, high energy, energy listening. Oh my God, I almost said the wrong one. High energy listening.
Listening without fear was up there.
Was another one. So basically, stay tuned for future episodes. We're going to have guests. We're going to have listener games. Listener games.
We're going to have a structure. Call-ins.
More structure next
time.
We're going
to plan this out a little
better. It's
going
to be planned out much better. And
you couldn't tell us, but we had some heavy eye contact going on. Eric will wear a suit again.
I'll wear a suit again.
I'll wear some jeggings.
Meg will wear jeggings. It'll be really nice.
Another fleece.
Now, I'll be a little more cash. More cash next time. I'm not gonna make that my outfit of wearing
uniform.
A suit because I don't like wearing suits. I really don't.
No,
not a fan
I've been wearing a lot of pants.
Not comfortable.
Suits.
Yeah, it's not fun, right? Pants, suits, and dress clothes not comfy. Equals not comfy. And comfort is key. Comfort is key.
When you're podcasting,
you're sitting in front of a mic for long periods of time. So therefore. You need to be comfortable. So, listening without fear.
High energy listening.
Oh my God. I just said it
that's
wrong.
The title
I think I'm having like a stroke. Call.
Eric, can you try to smile? Do you smell toast?
Yes. Something smells like toast. I'm dying. Call 911. Because, like, I said it
Do
wrong.
Do you want?
Right
are you after. Taking your pulse?
Yes. I'm taking my pulse.
Do you want to call it listening without fear? It's just the stress. It's
the stress that's killing
performance
me.
Performance anxiety. Eric's like, I'm buttoning the job button.
Okay, it's hot in here.
I know. It's hot. I start sweating every time we start recording. But it is
really
otherwise.
Warm,
well,
right?
It's very cold out. To even it out.
But that doesn't mean your apartment has to be 80
it
degrees.
It does.
It's like it tropical, does. Tropical section of a zoo or something. Like,
it
know,
is where
like
you can't wear shiny jewelry because the birds will like attack you.
Yeah, or if you've been to the botanical garden, like where it's like tropical center, where it's like trees and coconut
and like
plants
lots of humidity.
Stuff. Yeah,
high
it's, like,
humidity.
So hot and humid. Yes, yes. It's awful.
I don't mind it. It makes my hair kind of nice.
I'm going to wear summer clothes next
Please
time.
Wear a summer suit.
Yeah, maybe shorts and a t-shirt.
Maybe, yeah.
Flip-flops.
Some plaid shorts.
Flip-flops.
Yellow collared shirt.
Yes.
Muddy flip-flops.
Yes, muddy flip-flops. But all right.
Signing
off. Eric and...
Meg.
And
Eric just gave me the gun.
And we will talk to you next time.